Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Mail order abortions or chemical abortions have now killed over 91,000 babies in pro-life states in just 1 year, the year 2025. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is just, it's horrific, let's say that. But this Guttmacher data indicated that 91,000 women living in states with strong pro-life laws obtained telehealth abortions in 2025.
Yeah, so this pro-life is not states. Just the other states. This is not all states. This is just pro-life states.
And that's an increase of 26% over the previous year, even though Roe v. Wade has been overturned.
Yeah, so these are states where they have pro-life laws, where abortion is not permitted or is highly restricted. You still have, in 1 year, 91,000 babies aborted. In 1 year, 2025, because of the chemical abortions, there should not be chemical abortions in those states. What you cannot do in a brick-and-mortar abortion facility, you should not be able to do via telemed. Getting this abortion pill and then killing your baby in that state, that is illegal. That needs to stop. And this abortion pill needs to end. This is a horrendous genocide on our children and on our posterity.
And here's, you know, and a lot of these people are traveling out of pro-life states. So here's an example, estimated 142,000 people traveled out of state, that would be women, for an abortion last year, down from 154,000 in 2024. So, you know, they're not being constrained to if they live in just a pro-life state. They're going out to get the abortion.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
So in other words, fewer people traveled out of state in 2025 to get an abortion than in 2024. And in part, that is because they're getting the abortion in their state through chemical abortions, which are illegal.
Are going to get the pill, you know, in their states and then probably going back home or in a hotel and going through with the abortion.
Yeah, so the Trump administration needs to work on this, and I know they're working on this and looking at it, but the DOJ, I think, should actually prosecute these providers that are sending these pills across state lines. I know states like Louisiana, Texas, they are suing these providers. Louisiana is suing the FDA in a case that we've talked about before on this program. There are states now, three states, that are advancing bills to stop the mail order abortion drug. Those include Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arizona legislators. They've advanced bills aiming to stop the mail of dangerous chemical abortion drugs to their residents, to expand the protections for women and unborn children.
Yeah, this is what every state should be doing, actually, is you know, now that Roe was overturned, it goes back to the states. And so these states have a responsibility to protect life as well. And these three states, kudos to them for doing that.
Yeah, currently Mississippi and Tennessee have near total abortion bans where in-state distribution of abortion pills such as mifepristone via mail or telehealth is illegal. Mississippi legislators passed House Bill 1613, which amends the state's overall drug trafficking laws and classifies sending abortion pills into the state as a form of drug trafficking when prescribed without an in-person visit and with the intent to cause an abortion. Violators of the law could also face prison time from 1 to 10 years, while the state can seek a declaratory or injunctive relief and to recover civil penalties and costs from those offenders. And that is according to the amendment. The law passed overwhelmingly in the state House, 76 to 38, and 37 to 15 in the Senate.
And thankfully, they have a pro-life governor who signed that, and the law will take effect the beginning of July.
Yeah, so that's in the process there. Mm-hmm. We have Tennessee House Bill 5, and that has advanced out of the state assembly House Health Committee to the state Senate. It aims to hold out-of-state abortion pill distributors liable in wrongful death lawsuits if drugs mailed into the state caused the death of an unborn child. The bill would allow family members, including the child's mother, to sue the abortion pill provider that sent the drugs. The law also allows distributors to face a minimum of $1 million in liability damages for the wrongful death of an unborn child.
Yeah, and then you have Arizona. The House of Representatives advanced a bill that would make providing an abortion-inducing drug via courier, delivery, or mail service a felony, carrying a prison sentence up to 4 years. The bill would also make ordering abortion drugs, not just mailing them, but ordering them, a class one misdemeanor, which would carry a penalty of up to 6 months in jail or fines up to $2,500.
But if the bill advances into law, it could face a legal challenge, considering the state has a so-called constitutional provision to abortion, which passed via referendum by Arizona residents in 2024, regretfully. State courts have already struck down several pro-life laws because of this constitutional amendment. We were able to successfully defeat the very first success in defeating a constitutional amendment in Florida in 2024. In that same year, South Dakota resoundingly defeated a state-proposed constitutional amendment. More constitutional amendments are being proposed with regards to abortion. Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, we are monitoring that situation, and we are working with very specific situations and organizations to mobilize to oppose those state initiatives.
And we have that information on our website as well, with a list of all the states and what's happening with these pro-life and abortion drug laws.
Well, you know, what we have happening, like, let's just take Florida, for example. Florida, we were very much involved in filing briefs in two cases. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit against Florida's 15-week abortion ban. At the time, we had a 15-week abortion ban. Then the state legislature passed a six-week, it's a heartbeat bill, which generally is 6 weeks, could be a little earlier. Once the heartbeat is detected, most abortions are prohibited. But that particular legislation said that it would go into effect only if the Florida Supreme Court upheld the 15-week abortion ban. So Planned Parenthood filed suit against the 15-week abortion ban, kind of a mirror image of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe. So Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in that case. We actually filed two amicus briefs in that case. One, we filed in the Planned Parenthood case urging the Florida Supreme Court to uphold the 15-week abortion ban. And the second brief that we filed was urging the Florida Supreme Court to overturn the 1989 TW case, which was the radicalized abortion opinion from the Florida Supreme Court. On April the 1st, 2024, the Supreme Court did both. They overturned the 1989 abortion opinion and they upheld the 15-week law. That allowed the six-week heartbeat law, or the heartbeat law, to go into effect on May the 1st. And so since that happened, virtually all abortions in brick-and-mortar facilities were banned. There's other states that have the heartbeat law as well. And so once the heartbeat is detectable, abortions are not permissible, and there's a significant penalty for doing so. Well, then what's happened in Florida, Florida's like the example of what happened elsewhere. We had a constitutional amendment proposed. I think it was, if they had done the right thing, should never have been on the ballot because they paid people, out-of-state people. Some people were convicted individuals. The signature promoters actually had to pay a fine to the Florida state government because of violation of the protocol of gathering signatures. But they got on the ballot. We opposed it, and we won.
It was really close, though.
It was too close
really
for comfort.
Really close.
Too close for comfort. I thought it would be more overwhelmingly rejected than it was. But we did win.
Yeah, a clue, though. There's more work to be done.
There's more work to be done. And because we won, in part, because we have a 60% threshold.
Right.
They got more than 50%, regretfully, but they didn't get the 60%,
and
therefore
back.
They lost.
They'll be back.
So we won, thankfully. But now Florida, one of the top largest states in the nation is targeted by these abortion pills. Mm-hmm. And they're sending abortion pills into Florida. That needs to end. And we're not only pushing back on this abortion pill, but we have another campaign, Abortion in Our Water. I encourage you to go to abortioninourwater.org, because these abortion pills and baby body parts are entering our facilities, our drinking facilities, our sewage, our waste treatment plants. We have the campaign for Abortion in Our Water, which is abortioninourwater.org. For this particular topic today, go to lc.org/life. That's /life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.